Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to July's Show Your Shine podcast. July's podcast is dedicated to lifting ourselves and others up to believe we can achieve whatever it is we desire. My mom, I own, was the queen of lifting herself and others up. She was my first inspiration who taught me that the sky was the limit and not me. Thanks, Mom. I miss her daily. It's been almost a year since she went home to God. I am the youngest of seven kids who grew up on a farm in North Dakota. We didn't have a lot of money, but we really never seemed to go without. Mom would cut our hair at home to help make ends meet. I had what you called a pixie back then. It was this short little bob cut, and she'd start out by placing scotch tape on my bangs, and then she'd hold them down and she'd cut above the tape and they would spring up. They were always too short and always crooked. I also had this big wide space between my front teeth. Mine was wide enough I could shoot water through, and tons of freckles. So you get the picture? Not your typical beauty queen. Well, I loved watching beauty pageants, and I'm watching Miss America with my mom, and I am so excited. First of all, you don't realize how lucky I was to be able to watch the pageant. Because it was 1965, and back then, we only had one TV, which meant everybody watched the same show. I'm sure my dad and three brothers were thrilled. And it was this big brown Philco, and Channel 5 and Channel 12 were our only two channels, and us kids were the remote. Well, I'm sitting next to my mom doing the mom thing, you know, Mom, 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 do you think I could be Miss America someday, huh, Ma? She just smiled at me with the crooked haircut, the space, and the tons of freckles. She said, "Oh, honey, you're my little ray of sunshine. And if you believe in yourself and you show that shine to the world, you can be whatever you want to be." In that one powerful statement, she lifted up a 5-year-old little girl to believe in herself. See, we don't become what we want in life. We become what we believe. Think about it. What do you believe? What we believe determines our actions, and our actions generate our outcome. In the story I shared with you, it's not important whether the little girl becomes Miss America or not. And by the way, her interests led her elsewhere. What is important is the fact that she learned to believe in herself. Because whatever it is we desire in life, happiness, respect, more money, less stress, our success always depends on our beliefs. Internal messages always generate the external. Not one of us has gotten to where we are today on our own. We've all received help from someone that inspired, encouraged, taught us, opened doors, and trusted and supported us. It is because of that mentorship that we believed in ourselves enough to take the first steps to get to where we are today. I would like you to take a moment and to think about who lifted you up in life. Who was there for you to help you when you had fallen? Who opened the doors when they were all closed, sometimes even locked? Who believed in you enough to help you believe you could take the first step in reaching your dreams? Wherever you are right now, right this moment, give thanks. So my question to you is, who will you lift up and open doors for? Who will you believe in enough to help them believe they can take the first step in reaching their dreams? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome July. Today is a great day to show your shine.